Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the stars of our show, the icons in football. We're talking about quarterback Vince Ferragamo here. We're talking about the famed running back. Oh, I mean the offensive lineman, Jackie Slater. You ran a lot, though, Jackie. I'm telling you.
I did.
He ran over people. That's what he did.
That's it. I'm telling you. Good to have you guys here on the show. We got a big show this week. We got a guest on the show. Garrett Anderson is going
to
be here.
Can't wait to talk to Garrett.
Baseball legend. Love that guy.
No kidding.
How's your week going? You guys looked at some of the games. Can we recap what we saw over the last weekend here?
A lot of really good football. Late in the season, I don't care what level. It could be college, pro, even in high school, the very best football is being played late in the season because most teams have gotten all the kinks ironed out, and they're playing for something.
Yeah.
You know, and moving forward, you win, you keep playing. You lose, you go home. So, I mean, the importance of these games and then preparation for these games, you know, how many days do I have to prepare for a team is critical.
In these games. More pressure, right? Do you feel it on the field once you go there, or do you try to just get rid of it somewhere?
This is the fun time. This is the fun time to really let it all hang out.
That's the way to look at it.
And just go out and have a great time. Prepare yourself. Be mentally sound for these games.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're doing. Know your assignments and play the fundamentals.
That's key. One of the things I think people really underestimate about professional coaches, once they get into the playoffs, not only do they have to prepare for the team that they are assigned to play that particular weekend, but now they got to look down the road. So in the middle of the week of getting ready for the weekend's upcoming weekend's opponent, they better be looking at the two teams that are going to be playing each other next week so they can get a head start on what they do.
And, Jack, you mentioned that looking ahead, but, you know, do you forget about the current and the time what's going on right now? I mean, the Rams laid everybody off last week. I mean, you talked about momentum you want to build for the playoffs. I wonder if that was a mistake.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
They rested everybody, Mike.
Yeah.
The Rams and Chargers both in the playoffs, but, hey, I want to be ready to go.
We'll talk with our guest about that, too, because during the playoffs, sometimes you got a seed and you don't play. Is that good or bad? All right, we got a lot to talk about. We have to have you check us out at our website, onpointlive.net, our YouTube channel, subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We're on Instagram, on.point.live, our sponsor, harmonycheese.com, and a reminder for you, we got a contest going. Vince Ferragamo's got a winery. He's giving away some wine along with a Harmony Cheese pack. All you got to do is email us at onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. You get the cheese pack and the wine, and it's a festival that you can take into the new year. So send us your name, address, and everything else to onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back. You got a lot to talk about today. Playoffs coming up, and just around the corner, Garrett Anderson will be here. Stay with us. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar. Or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portobello and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. Vince Ferragamo, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie Slater, Rams. This guy, Vince, played with a few other teams over there, but... Yeah. Jackie, you played your whole career with the Rams. Am I correct on this?
Absolutely.
How many seasons?
20 seasons.
20 seasons.
20 seasons. That's a lot of football.
I've been here 30 years at CRN, man. I'm just trying to get out to a team that I can make a...
Two different
that's a,
cities.
That's a lot of radio.
A lot of radio. All right. Radio. We got a great guest coming up here today. And as you know, On Point Live talks about everything behind the scenes in football, gets points out. We have a legendary baseball player. Guy played for the Angels, had the breath of fresh air with the Atlanta Braves, played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, by the way, the world champion Dodgers. And everywhere he went, this guy brought class, he brought enthusiasm, he brought leadership, and he hit a ton. We're talking about the famous Garrett Anderson. Garrett, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
You're too kind. Thank you.
I told you I liked you. Jackie, you wanted to kick it off.
Well, Garrett, he's being kind, but he's telling the truth, and you know it. You know, Garrett, I had the good fortune of watching you when you came up and everything. When you first started, I remember going to a handful of games and just watching you. Your expression never changed. In fact, Vince Ferragamo always refers to you and compare you to the great Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions. You know, he'd go out and make spectacular plays and didn't get over excited about anything he did, just back to the sidelines he went and waited for his next opportunity. And that says a lot about you, Garrett. But, you know, one of the things that I'm curious about, Garrett, I played 20 years, as you know, of pro football in the NFL, and I know what the sacrifices were that I had to make. I knew the things that I had to do to consistently be to warrant my job. But I never played a down of baseball. And I'm wondering, what were some of the things, some of the easy things, and then some of the tough things that you had to do to play a 17-year career in Major League Baseball?
Well, as you know, playing professional sports, there's nothing easy.
Right.
But I can say that I was blessed by the good Lord to be able to hit a baseball. So that actually came pretty easy to me. The hard part for me was the mental side of coming to play every day, going from high school, where you play 20 games and then you go into minor leagues and you're playing 130, then 162. I got some bad labels because I just mentally could not play every day. I couldn't hit the reset button as a kid. So that was one of the hardest things to learn, is to be able to come and show up every day.
You know, Jackie, when good question to kick it off here, but Garrett, when you're talking about that, when you look at your stats, we forget that time off that you had over there. For right. God's sakes, I mean, yeah. Career games played over 2,000, 2013, 7,989 at bats, 2,368 hits, runs scored 1,024, runs batted in 1,292. Shall I keep going here?
Yeah, that's all Angels records.
Total bases 3,743, extra base hits 796, singles 1,572. So take us a little deeper on that when you say you had to take some time off to reset a little bit, because these numbers, I could keep going here, are amazing.
Well, like I said, I was blessed with the ability to play baseball, but there were so many things I learned because I spent 4 years in the minor league. So I had some really good major league coaches that taught me how to play major league baseball and not just survive in the minor leagues. So when I got to the big leagues, I was a polished player. It was just the fact of going out and doing it. And to be able to put all those numbers together, it was just a blessing. As well as you guys know, it's just you have to stay healthy. And if you don't stay healthy, you can't be consistent. And I was allowed to, you know, stay healthy. I didn't have really any serious problems. I don't have any problems even in post-career. So it was just a blessing that I stayed healthy to put all those numbers together.
Wow. Yeah, and Garrett, you put the time in and the effort and that preparation, which was key, I think, for your career. But I always admired your stoic and your composed nature, your balanced nature that you played the game with. Jackie mentioned Sanders, the running back for the Detroit Lions, had much the same characteristics that you had. And I loved watching you play that way because nothing really seemed to bother you for the ups and the downs. And you broke so many difficult records that will never be broken again for the Angels. You're one of the top players I've ever. But my question to you is, I, like you, grew up in Southern California. You went to Kennedy High School in Granada Hills. That was in the LA City Schools. I went to Banning High School. You were a three-sport player and excelled at all three sports. Do you think, because there's a lot of kids that are playing one sport or they're multiple talented, but do you think those three sports helped you develop as a baseball player throughout your career?
Oh, without a doubt. All the cross training and not using, the same muscles year round and making your body do different things and playing football, basketball, and baseball, it definitely helped me with coordination. And it's just so many things I can go on and on about. And it kind of saddens me that kids nowadays specialize at such a young age and not explore other sports. I would have never known I couldn't play football at a high level if I never tried it, or even with basketball. But I was definitely blessed with a gift to play baseball. And there's a story was I actually fell in love with basketball. And in high school, I didn't pick up baseball back into my junior year in high school. Wow. I didn't play for 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. So My dad called me and, he said, "Hey, are you playing baseball?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm not. I'm playing basketball." You might want to pick that bat back up because, and obviously he saw something I didn't see at that age, that I had a gift to hit a baseball.
Well, wait a second. We get the call. Oh, somebody from the Lakers is calling, Garrett. Wants to know. You might want to put on a uniform and help him out a little bit in Los Angeles.
No, I'm enjoying where I'm at right now.
All right, never mind that.
I look at my grandson who's playing multiple sports now too, Michael, and I was listening to Garrett talk about playing basketball, and he played football, he played flag football, he played a safety and quarterback. But, I saw some of those traits take over when he was playing basketball the other day, intercepting a ball that was thrown down and dribbled the ball down the court and passing it off and assisting other players to score. And I agree with you. I think multi-sports as a young kid needs to be imposed to these players because it develops them. They're total developing. I mean, some of these guys concentrate on one sport. It's just too young of an age. He's only 10 years old. I mean, this is a time to play all kind of different sports.
Yeah, and I will share with you, Garrett, that I, like you, I love basketball. If I had been tall enough, I never would have played a down of football. I love basketball. And then I end up throwing the shot put. And so the combination of those two things made me a much better football player, which I did not want to be. But I enjoyed it after a while, and I got into the challenges of the individual technique that you have to deploy in order to be successful. And I got caught up in doing things right that way, and I just was able to take off as a football player. But, you know, I got another question, Gary, before we get in too deep here. And I know you, I've known you, as I said, a number of years, and I know you have been a loyal guy relative to the Angels and successful, just so much success in that organization and so many contributions you've made over the years. I've seen those with my own two eyes. And my question is, Gary, we saw what happened with Shohei Ohtani. He won two MVP awards down there with the Angels, and now he's up at the Dodgers, obviously. But how difficult was that for you and even that organization to watch Shohei Ohtani leave and go not only to another team but a cross-town rival and to still be having a success? How difficult has that been for you to watch?
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it as a fan. I'm looking at it as a player and understands the business of baseball. So that's the only way I can look at that. You know, obviously there's an emotional factor. Yeah, you would love to see him play his whole career here. But the truth of the matter is all that happened is all business. And I had to go through it at the end of my career. I didn't finish the way I would have liked to, but the business of baseball had something else happen. So for me, there's so many different ways you can look at that. You can look at it as, you know, maybe they should have traded him earlier and got something for him as opposed to letting him walk. So it's just a really tough business. They had committed a lot of money to Rendon and Trout. So to conceivably sign a player like that, what he got, you know, no one knew he was going to defer that much money. So that was a real hard thing to watch because, selfishly, I enjoyed watching him play. I mean, he's a generational talent.
It's amazing to watch.
Anything like that in 100 years.
Garrett, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Garrett Anderson, our guest here with On Point Live. Check our website, onpointlive.net. Don't forget to enter our contest. Get yourself a Harmony cheese pack and some wine. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Put your name and address in there. onpoint@crntalk.com. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids.
They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, our guest, Garrett Anderson, and what a guest we have here today, too. One of the all-time greats in baseball, three-time All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, Home Run Derby winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. The list goes on and on and on.
On and on and on.
You know, and before we took that break, you guys were talking about playing in school, and Garrett played three different sports, and you guys were commenting. Garrett, let's start with you, and I want the comments here from Vince and Jackie as well. What's the difference with today's modern player, our kids out there? Is it the way they're raised with the, you know, you mentioned your dad, you guys mentioned your parents and stuff in baseball. What's the difference now? Do kids look at the grandiose big-time contract and think they're going to be the all-star center fielder without putting the work in, or are they prepared to put the work in both in high school and later in the minors or whatever they go before they come up, Garrett?
It all starts with the parents. I had a son go through and play basketball and baseball. And when he was playing baseball, I had parents ask me questions about what they should do with their kids. And I had two answers. Do you want the politically correct answer? Do you want the truth? And most of them said they want the truth. And I said, let little Johnny be who he is. Let him play. And if he's not the best player every day at 10 years old, 11 years old, if he doesn't stand out, like everybody's like saying, wow, just let him play. And just the percentages of actually getting to the major leagues or the NFL or NBA are so minuscule that I don't even know how these kids are enjoying what they're doing because they're so worried about the end result. And truth be matter, most of them are not going to be making it. So I always told my son, you know, have fun, play, and just enjoy yourself. And don't worry about what could happen, because if you have the talent, you're going to be there. That's just, it's really that simple. Somebody will find you.
Yeah, I like that idea because, you know, if you put too much pressure on these young kids, their drive and their motivation is going to dive. Mm-hmm. It's going to go in the ground. And I think you want to keep these kids enjoying the game because if they really like what they do, they'll excel at it.
Well, you have daughters, and of course, I know you took me under your wing many years ago, and I'm kind of like your son, Vince, and you've given me good advice. Jackie, do you have any kids that made it to the bigs or anything like that at all?
You kidding me? Well, 17 years.
You know, Matthew from the very early age when he started walking, he wanted to go and see what I was doing.
Yeah.
And once he figured out what I was doing, he said he concluded that he couldn't do what I was doing, and he started looking at the little guys. So he said, Dad, I want to be one of those.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I want this kid playing any football. He's not going to be big enough. I can't teach him what I know. So I'll just keep him active in other sports and, you know, had him running, let him run track, let him play soccer, let him play basketball, you know, let him do everything, and then he finally made me promise him that when he got to high school, he could play high school football. But I'm thinking by that time, we would have gone in a different direction. Sure enough, when he got to high school, he said, Dad, you promised me that I could go out for football. He said, I'm going into high school, and I want to be a wide receiver. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, here we go. So I go out and get a couple of my teammates, Leroy Irvin, Ron Brown, the Olympic gold medalists, to work with them and everything. And I can't honestly say that I saw the benefit of them investing in him. But what he did have was an eagerness to compete and a stick-to-itiveness. That's one thing that Garrett was just saying. Let him play, have fun. That's what he was doing. And look, I never would have thought in 1,000 years that he would have had to.
How many seasons did he play with the Patriots,
Matthew?
He played
16 seasons. Unbelievable. And the big joke with everyone is everyone will say to me, Jackie, how many Pro Bowls did you go to? And I'll tell them, I said, I went to 7. They said, but didn't your son go to 10?
He beat you out, Jackie.
What am I going to say? It was just amazing to watch, and I can relate to what Garrett is saying about the kids. You know, let them have fun. Let them do what they want to do.
Mike, you know, it's the growth of these young kids. And I remember coaching Matthew at an early age, too, before he went to high school. And what I noticed most, he had an appetite to improve and to always be coachable. And I think Garrett alluded to that fact that, you know what, in order to improve, you have to hear the right things, and you learn from every coach that you work with, and you excel, and you continue to improve and get better. And even at the professional level, you continue to do that. Garrett did it for 17 years.
And Garrett, once you get there, what difference does the manager make for you when you're up in the pros? And especially in that season, 2002, I think you guys had a pretty good season there with with the Angels, the World Series win. What's it like? How's the coaching staff help you once you get there, Garrett?
Well, it depends on what type of coaching staff you have, as far as if they're former major league players, because those are the ones that can actually teach you how to be successful in the major leagues. And for me, though, the manager was more of the good ones control personalities. They deal with each player individually. They're not shouters. They're not, you know, being such of a, you know, more of a tyrant or anything like that. It's just more of trying to get out with the best of each player. And you have to deal with each one individually because we're not all the same. But as far as the actual coaching staff, you definitely have to have some support there to have your eyes, because I've often said I wish I could have played the game looking at it from the dugout, because you see so much more from the dugout than when you're actually out there on the field.
Interesting.
So I had a good sounding board with some coaches. You know, Mickey Hatcher, my hitting coach for so many years, all he would tell me is like, hey, you don't look right. You need to go look at video and get back into this position. That was the extent of our talk. We talked about a lot of other things as far. So I had a lot of coaches along the way, and I took bits and pieces from all of them and just put it all together.
Garrett, how is Ron Washington going to do with the Angels now moving forward? I mean, he spent 7 years with the Rangers, and he developed that team. You know, he's an inspiring coach. He's really a teacher. I think he's going to do good. I think the future looks brighter for the Angels. What are your thoughts?
I love Ron. When they did the hiring, you know, I got to know Ron really well all the years. He was the third base coach for the A's, and, you know, we battled them for many, many years. So when they hired him, I'm like, this is definitely a good hire in regard to these guys are going to get a lot of work. And a lot of guys are getting to the big leagues now, and they're not ready to play every day. So he's making them put that work in. And I saw a lot of progress with the younger players on, you know, over the course of the season. So he's definitely going to be an asset as far as winning. That team's going to have to grow. They're young and, you know, add some pieces here and there. But I do like the core that's there now.
Yeah, well, in your career, Garrett Anderson, what are some of the high points? That 2002 World Series had to be one of them, I'm sure, correct?
My high point of being in the big leagues, obviously that's one, but my high point was the very first day I put my feet on the field in Anaheim in a day game.
You cannot recreate
that day. It only happens one time. It was a culmination of all the work I put in. Now, yes, there's some other things in my career that I accomplished. You know, winning a World Series is unbelievable, but every time somebody asks me that, I say the first day in the big leagues.
Wow. Same with you guys. Vince, you had a fight to get your starting position with the Rams.
I remember one of the high points was
Pat Hayden's waiting to take over right now.
Hey, you got to perform or else you're out.
Joe Namath was down there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but just like Garrett said, I think, you know, stepping on the Irving, Texas, and playing the Cowboys in the divisional playoff game, Jackie, that was a high moment, because we were playing good football at the time. We needed a great game from everybody, and everybody stepped up. And, you know, more so than actually going to the Super Bowl, getting there is more fun.
And Garrett, what was the turning point in that 2002 World Series? I will tell you this. I was in Napa Valley with a wine broadcast, and we were sitting in a lounge there at a hotel with giant fans all around us, Paul Stern and myself. And I think the Angels walked somebody on the Giants, and the guys in the back, make them pay with an expect coming up. And when Paul Stern and I decided we were going to leave, and we went back to our rooms to watch the most incredible comeback of all time. That has to be on that list there, Garrett.
Yeah, for sure. And to not downplay it, but we did that a lot that year.
You did.
To actually come back, what made it even more is, but obviously the timing of it was in the World Series, but we came back many times during the season. So it wasn't a surprise that we did it. You know, nobody was like, wow, I can't believe we just did that. It was like, you know what, we've done this before, let's do it again. And that was the attitude of everybody on the team.
I got to ask Garrett one question. Yes. It's a football-related question, though, because I know Garrett enjoys the NFL as well. What two teams are going to be in the Super Bowl this year, Garrett, in your mind?
I don't know. It's such a hard – the NFL is just such, you know, as far as for me, the teams on each side that play the best defense, I mean, you know, you have to stop the other team from scoring. I mean, like, as much as Detroit scores, they give up a lot of runs, but they won 15 games this year. But in the playoffs, you have to step up and play defense. So for me, my pick, I can't pick a team, but on either side is whoever plays the best defense definitely has the best chance to get into the big game.
Well, that's Philadelphia and Baltimore, Jackie. Yep. Those are the two best defenses in football.
Run game and defense travels.
Yeah, right.
And it wins. And it wins once you get to the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. That's a great observation, Garrett.
Let's go, Garrett.
Great observation.
And what about today's modern baseball player? What do you see, Garrett Anderson, in today's player as opposed to your player? These pitchers are going out with two or three arm surgeries. You know, they got Tommy Johns every season. It seems like. What's
the
difference?
The segment is not long enough to really do that. But I can give you kind of a snapshot.
Sure.
That analytically driven. The decisions are made by numbers. And yes, in these pitchers, and it's become a big problem, they're trying to throw as hard as they can every time. And we all know from a physical standpoint, the elbows or shoulders going to blow up. There's just no way around it. There's no longevity in that. And they're recycling these pitchers left and right. So, you know, something's got to be done for that. I don't know how to go about doing that as far as maybe, you know, they're starting to limit transactions, how much you can bring a player up and down in a season. But it is definitely a problem. And, you know, there's a pitcher, I can't remember his name, but he, until he got his big contract, I think it's Hader, he wouldn't pitch more than one inning.
That's him. So it is Josh Hader.
Guys were starting, you know, he had the leverage. He's a great pitcher. So he, you know, said, hey, I'm not doing this. And he got his money. Now he's doing it. So, players have definitely got to take care of themselves.
And in Little League, they manage how many pitches you pitch if you're a pitcher. And I try to tell my grandson, work on your changeup. Just work on your changeup, man. That's all you got
to
do.
I'd like to tell somebody they only can do one segment on the show. You can't. So we're going to take a break and come back with more here on Point Live. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. We've got some great cheeses for you. Go to harmonycheese.com. And don't forget to enter our contest to win some harmony cheese and some wine. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your name, address, and how we can get the cheese to you. onpoint@crntalk.com. More with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, and Garrett Anderson. Stay with us.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
Chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back to College Bowl season. And now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each. Only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
On Point Live, we're back with you here. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, our guest Garrett Anderson. And by the way, you know, you guys, our sponsors, HarmonyCheese.com. Vince, you have a winery. Right?
The Vince Ferragamo Family Vineyards, yes.
Delicious wine, but, I might add to that, because you gave me some. I bought some. And
Super Tuscan.
That Super Tuscan with the Sangiovese and the Cabernet, very good. And it's, can we give...
We need to send Garrett a gift package. Now.
And Jackie Slater, who's kind of... I know you guys do the commercial for Harmony Cheese together, but Jackie,
I've become a connoisseur of the fine art of dining on cheese.
You have.
Sure. Jackie, take a look.
The Abrigelli.
The Abrigelli.
The smoked Gouda. I'm telling you right now, Garrett, I've been eating more cheese lately than I know what to
his
do.
His refrigerator looks like a store demo with things. He's got the green grass in the background. He's got the packages of cheese. Garrett, we're going to get you one of those. How about that?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love cheese myself.
Right. How about wine? Vince has got some wine.
Yes, I drink wine as well.
And by the way, you need to buy any homes or anything? Don't you have a real estate company?
We have the housing report coming up. We'll give them that later.
That's good. All right. So let's get into a little bit here with Garrett, talk about some of the playoffs. First, let me ask you guys, because you guys all watch this stuff. Why didn't the Rams try to win? That's what I want to know on that.
That's
game.
What I'm still questioning that too, Mike, because we talked about having the momentum into the playoffs. And, you know, yeah, Matt Stafford's up in age, and he certainly could have used a little time off, but you know, this is a young team. This is a team you have to continually build, and you know, they've made a lot of progress this year. You know, now they have, instead of losing last week, they could have won and been the third seed. Now they're the fourth seed. Does it make a difference? I don't know. All these teams are good in the playoffs, and instead of playing the Commanders, now they're going to play the Vikings. And last time, Jackie, the Vikings came to town. They got blown up. The Rams blew them up. Let's see what happens this time.
Jackie, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the thing that bothers me more than anything else is I can remember in 1980 when Vince led the Rams to the Super Bowl. And if I look back since then, there's only been two teams in NFL history that had a 9-7 record that actually went to the Super Bowl. We were one and we lost, and I guess the Giants were the other and they won. And the thing that I remember most about that particular season was the momentum that we built toward the end of the year as we went towards the playoffs, hopefully, and then how we kept that momentum going. Everybody was scared to death that somebody was not going to be in the lineup, and we stayed healthy for the most part. We got healthy at the end of the year like most teams do who have injuries early. And then we got into the playoff, and then we just ran over some really good teams until we got to the Super Bowl. And with 11 minutes going to the Super Bowl, we had the lead. We played great football. So the thing that concerns me about them not playing and when you had something to achieve in the playoffs was the loss of perhaps momentum that you've gained with these young players over the year.
All right, let's have the baseball guy chime in here. Garrett Anderson, your thoughts on this?
You know, running parallel with baseball, I had the same argument with Mike Socia when he was managing us and all the years that we were running to the playoffs. And in September, he would try to give us rest. And I didn't like it. I wanted to play every day. I was an everyday player. You know, you rest in the wintertime. And I think it does, you know, when you start losing, it does put a little something in the back of your mind. I mean, I couldn't. So I argued with him all the time to the point where he just started putting me back in because in baseball, you have to play every day and you have to stay sharp every day. And sitting on the bench, playing a game every other day just to get rest, I didn't see the benefit of it. I saw the benefit of taking my forward bats every day and playing defense and playing sharp. So, and at the end of the day, when I show up, I want to win. I don't care what's at stake. I want to win the game that day. So as far as doing little things to alter that or, you know, managers or coaches do those things, I don't like it. I'm not in their seat, but I want to win and play every day.
And baseball is, you know, the first round of those playoffs, 3 out of 5, you got to win or whatever that is, 5-game series. You rest and you kind of take a chance to get back. Your game is over with. In football, it's 1 game in the playoff, and you don't do your best. You're out.
Right.
You're sitting there watching and eating Harmony cheese from the couch and sipping on some wine.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. And you know what the other concept is too. When you're a young team, when we went to the Super Bowl, Jack, you mentioned 9-7. That was my first year to play. Okay, in the starting lineup. And the more reps I got, the more experience I got. When we played the Saints the last game, we got beat, but that was a learning experience for me because I was able to play the entire game and learn a lot more in the passing game. So especially for young players, I think you got to continue to work through that stage. And then when you get to the playoffs, it's do or die. You know, you win, you keep playing. So you don't have time to sit back and wonder what's happening. You got to be ready to go right now from Jump Street. So.
And the Rams got that game on Monday night. Now, let's look at the playoffs. They're kind of set. Again, this is a podcast. We do a radio show. Some of you in certain areas, the games may already have occurred or whatever. But let's just go around here with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, and Garrett Anderson. Chargers, Houston Texans, they're playing on Saturday. What do you think on that game?
Well, Jim Harbaugh's done a great job
Fantastic
with this team.
Job.
And I really like them moving forward. I know DeMeco Ryans will have his team prepared. But, you know, here it is. This is playoff time, and this is what they planned for all year long. I think the Chargers are ready. Justin Herbert's playing great football right now.
He really is.
And so is Quentin Johnston.
And he is.
And he's gained that experience, Jackie, the last couple of weeks. They didn't rest him at all.
I saw a couple of plays he made last week. But one of the things that I like about the Chargers, and I do agree with you, the Chargers they've invested wisely at the line of scrimmage. They got big physical guys that can stop the run. They got linebackers that can run, secondaries that can cover and play the run, and their offensive line they've invested in. So to me, if you can win consistently at the line of scrimmage with good quarterback play when you got to have it, you got an opportunity to beat anyone. And the way Harbaugh has come and motivated this team, got them going in the right direction, and happy and feeling good about themselves. I mean, nothing but positive vibes coming out of the Charger locker room. And it's just hard to pick against them right now.
Is Slater related to you, Jackie?
No, is he your
nephew? Is he going to be ready?
Everybody thinks that the young man is related to me, but he plays. I would be willing to claim him the way he plays. He's a really good left tackle.
Bring it home for us, Garrett. What do you think, Chargers, Houston?
I like the Chargers in the way that the season ended for them. And like Jackie said, they're controlling the line of scrimmage. And when you do that, you know, your quarterback has time and it just benefits everybody else. It doesn't matter how good your quarterback is. If he's scrambling for his life, picking himself up off the ground and you can't get your run game going, you got no chance of winning at that level. It's just the players are just too good.
They played well. I like the Chargers too. All right, Garrett, start with you. Pittsburgh Steelers playing at Baltimore with the Ravens. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, Baltimore finally kind of got off the schneid with that. So, you know, I think that seal's been broken. But their defense is going to, for me, I think their defense is going to hold up and they're going to win.
Jackie?
I agree with Garrett on the defensive side of the ball. I think Baltimore's, they're a dazzling defensive football team. But on the other side of the ball, they've got, in my opinion, this year's league MVP. The guy's thrown 40 touchdowns.
Lamar.
I know we're going to talk about this later, but the guy's thrown 40 touchdowns. He goes 4 games before he throws an interception. So that's quite amazing. But the thing that really blows your mind when you think about it, that's a passing quarterback that we just talked about, just talking about the yards
and
the
scramble
touchdowns
too.
The man's got 900 yards rushing.
That's it.
I mean, let's where did that come from?
Todd Monken.
We used to give
We used to give
Pro Bowl invites to running backs to come to the Pro Bowl who had 900 yards rushing.
Well, Garrett, what I've always said about the Ravens, they are the toughest team to defend, okay, in the NFL. There's no defense for this team. I mean, and as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers are on defense, there's no way they can stop this team on offense. Todd Monken's got this team playing at a high level,
Wilson, you've been loving Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's playing great. I mean, he's throwing the ball deep, but you know what? It takes more than just that.
I'm going to Ravens all the way. Garrett, you got to jump in here when these guys get going here. So if you got something to say, just plow right in. Sunday's games, we got the Broncos. That's our guru, Corey, our producer's team there, playing at Buffalo, at the Buffalo Bills. Garrett, we'll start with you to make sure you get your comment in.
You know, I'm a big fan of Allen, and you know, I think he's going to show up big this weekend. I've watched him a lot during the season, and you know, I know the Broncos have a really good defense, but you know, I just have a feeling that it's going to definitely go the way of the Bills.
Bo Nix, though, that's the women love to say that name, Bo Nix.
I tell you, I've been a Bo Nix fan all this whole year, and I thought he was one of the top quarterbacks coming out of the draft. But, you know, Sean Payton's really got this team playing well, but they have to travel to Buffalo. And I agree with Garrett in one way that they're really difficult to beat at home, Jackie, in the playoffs. And so this poses a big question mark for the Broncos. But you know what? I'm going to pick the underdog. I'm going to go with Bo Nix.
You are? Bro. Do you think the weather's not going to be a factor, is it?
It will be a factor.
You think so?
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be an adverse factor. For
you know how cold
Broncos.
It is back there right now, Jack?
Yeah, but it's pretty cold in Denver,
cold,
too.
But it's colder in Buffalo,
and
believe
then,
me, than
and
Denver.
Then they're coming down. They're coming down from altitude, so they should be cardiovascularly. They should be better off. let's take a look at the Washington Commanders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know,
who's your pick, Buffalo?
Well, this was the toughest one for me.
So what is it?
I'm going with the Commanders. I'm going with the Commanders.
We're talking about
Denver and Buffalo.
Denver and Buffalo. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go, even though I don't think Josh Allen is the MVP, I think he's playing closer to MVP caliber football than anybody. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Okay, now. We got a 3-minute warning here on the show before the next break, and we got to get through three people here.
Okay.
I'm going Buffalo as well, although it's a tough one. Green Bay Packers playing at the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start with once again our guest Garrett Anderson. So we got a comment, and Garrett,
I got the Eagles blowing them out.
You got it, Garrett. I agree with you, Garrett. What do you think,
gotta
Jackie?
Blowing them out.
I'm going to have to go with Philadelphia in the offensive
line.
Our sponsor is Harmony Cheese out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We're pulling for Green Bay, but we don't. I don't really.
Harmony Cheese, I'm sacrificing for you. I'm going Green Bay.
Oh,
my gosh. Maybe I should just take it Denver as well. Okay. Washington Commanders playing at the Tampa Bay, playing the Tampa Bay Bucks over there. Jackie, we'll start with you this time.
Baker Mayfield, man. I just
love that guy.
I love that guy. He's a leader. He's an A1 competitor.
And he's got the team playing for him. Am I right about that? You know, when we have a player like that, Vince, and you got the quarterback says something great about his other players.
He's sustainable. He he's played so many years now, and he just keeps getting better and better. But I really like, you know, what Cohen's doing on their offensive coordinating. So, but you know, I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders in this game. Jaden Daniels having a super year. I mean, he's magical. What he's been able to accomplish, it's either him or Bo Nix for Rookie of the Year. And, I mean, both those guys are they're keepers.
Tampa Bay won, Washington won, and the tiebreaker from Garrett Anderson, our guest, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the Commanders. I really love their quarterback.
Way to go, Garrett.
Really? I'm going Tampa Bay, Jackie. You and I are going to hold it up.
Okay, all right.
See what's going on. Then we got the Monday night game. The Rams, is it going to be fair? What if whoever wins that game doesn't have as much rest to play the next game? You got the Vikings, number 5 overall, playing the Rams, number 4. They're playing in Los Angeles.
Turnabout is fair play, isn't it? I'm going to have to – Minnesota – you know, as great a team as they had this year,
like
I really see them coming to the forefront in one game because this is it. This is it. This is determination of what's going to happen with Sam Darnold. Yeah. I'm going with Minnesota for Ram fans. Sorry.
Well, I'm going with the Rams.
Okay.
I'm going with the Rams because they're a young football team. They're just coming into the prime, not nicked up, not beat up. And you saw the camaraderie when that rookie Fist won went to the
Derek
Pro Bowl.
And I like
Jared Verse.
The Rams.
Yeah, he went to the Pro Bowl.
Well, if they get those calls, Jackie, they'll win, all right?
Garrett Anderson, your pick.
Homer for the Rams this weekend.
All right.
Homer for the Rams.
They're going to get the calls. They're going to get the calls.
He's going for the Rams.
Will they call that face mask this week? I don't know.
All right. Check us out at onpointlive.net. Check out our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Subscribe to that. Our Instagram, on.point.live. That's a good one for you, too. And get some of that great Harmony Cheese. Go to their website, harmonycheese.com. You can win some by going and emailing your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget we're on Roku, too. You can watch the show on the Roku channel and at crntalk.com. Final segment coming up. We'll be wrapping it all up here on Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, and Garrett Anderson.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back with On Point Live. Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, our guest Garrett Anderson. All right, what in the world? Our regular segment here with Jackie Slater. What's going on here? What in the world?
Well, listen, my what in the world is very easy this week. You know, football, I've always maintained, is a big man's game, and that a good big man is always better than a good little man. And what they did, Michael Pierce, a 355-pound defensive tackle, had an interception off of Russell Wilson as he dropped in zone coverage, and I thought, this is fabulous.
It's that big Raven-Steeler game.
355.
You're pounding your hand this week, so I know you feel strong.
That's becoming a common occurrence nowadays with these defensive linemen.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Vince Ferragamo, better lucky than good.
Oh, did you watch the Bills? I mean, did you watch the Chiefs play the Broncos?
Yeah.
In Denver. 38-0. What a blowout. But the play of the game was when Bo Nix was rolling to the right. He threw into the end zone intended for his tight end. It tipped off his hand. It tipped off three other guys before it ended up with Devon Vele, number 7, their wide receiver, their rookie receiver. Now, the funny thing about this play was you've never seen a play like that for a touchdown, but he was running the wrong route. He ended up being in the right place at the right time.
Running the wrong route.
Garrett Anderson, what in the world for you? Our friend Dusty Baker, what in the world does he bring his little kid as a bat boy and almost gets killed on the baseball field during the 2002 World Series, Garrett?
You know, that's a commonplace. It's just unfortunate it happened on the biggest stage. But he had been fine doing that all year long. And it's just, the game is too fast. And then they put an end to that because, it could have really been bad. that. But he'd been doing it all year, so I didn't see anything wrong with it. I think it's awesome when kids are at the park, especially with their dads, because they don't see him as often. So and then look up and you see he's a minor league ball player now. So it's a pretty cool story.
Garrett, you've been great. Why don't you just ride in with these guys next week and I'll take a week off? You might as well just sit here and fight for your airtime. Garrett, you're the
Thanks
best.
Thanks so much.
We
Thank
love
you,
it.
Garrett.
We want to have you back again anytime you want to be yeah. here. What a great guy. Thank Garrett you so Anderson, much. Everybody. And you guys are pretty good too, Jackie.
We got to have our breakfast, Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yes, sir.
Right. We're serving
Enjoy the cheese and the wine.
Yeah, we got cheese thank and you, wine thank coming you. To you. All right, don't forget to check us all out at on.point.live on Instagram, onpointlive.net, and check out our YouTube channel. We got to go there. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Okay, we'll be back next week. We got more football to talk about. You guys are fabulous.
A lot more football.
I think Garrett Anderson's going to beat you guys so cold. We'll find out on that for you, too. All the rest of you, join our contest. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your name and address. Win yourself a cheese, Harmony Cheese prize pack, and some wine. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody. See you later, guys.